MemberCare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invite you to take a moment for your health. There's probably nothing quite like a toothache to grab your attention, especially if you're in the middle of a long-distance trip or you're living in a country far away from that place you would normally think of as home. It's very likely that you don't have a very good idea of where to immediately find good and reliable dental help. After all, your regular dentist, the one who knows all about what's been happening inside your mouth, is several thousand miles or kilometers away. You may or may not have dental problems when you travel or when you're located in another part of the world for work reasons, but having a plan and being prepared are both good ideas. So what should you do? Well, let's begin at the beginning. Let's begin with what you should do before you leave on a long trip, or before you move to your new work location in another country or on another continent. The answer to that should be an easy one. Make an appointment with your regular dentist. Tell him or her what your plans are. Ask for a complete checkup and evaluation of your dental health. This may involve some small maintenance issues like fillings or cleaning. X-rays will probably be a part of the examination process. This is a good idea to find what may be some potential trouble points that might affect you later. We mentioned that this should be done before you leave on a trip, or before you move to an international assignment. A dental appointment is also a good idea if you're on a home assignment for a few weeks or months, between time spent at your work assignment. Okay, that takes care of professional dental care while you're in your home territory. But what about in other parts of the world? Is reliable, professional dental care available everywhere? That's a good question. And the answer is no, not everywhere. In some countries, qualified dental professionals are readily available, but in others, the quality of the care may be doubtful. And if you're living in a somewhat remote location, your access to good dental care may not be available anywhere nearby. It may be necessary for you to travel some distance to a larger city or population center to find properly equipped and staffed medical and dental facilities. Are other members of your organization or team somewhere nearby? Have they been in the area for some time? Then perhaps they would have the answers you need. Another source of information, if they're available, would be your country's embassy or consulate. They very probably have a listing of reliable medical and dental professionals and could possibly give you the name and address of one that will meet your needs. Remember, just because someone nearby has a sign posted that says dentist, don't take it for granted that it is necessarily safe for you to make use of their services. Before you entrust the contents of your mouth to their care, learn all you can about their reputation. A quick look at the front office will give you some clues. Is the office clean? Is it neat? Do the staff act professionally in the performance of their duties? It would be nice if you could have a look at the area where dental procedures are actually performed. It would be helpful for your peace of mind to know if they use new gloves for each patient. Do they properly sterilize their instruments and drills? Do they use new needles for each patient? In some countries, needles and syringes are expensive and difficult to obtain. If needles and syringes must be reused, are they properly sterilized? How is this done? What kind of water do they use for surgical procedures? Is it sterile or boiled? If drinking water is not safe in your area, then the water used for dental work could cause illness. And of course, do staff members wash their hands with soap between patients? As I said, it would be nice to be able to ask all those questions before considering to allow someone in that place to work on your teeth. But asking those questions would probably be difficult, perhaps be embarrassing for you and the staff. And it could clash with local cultural feelings. Finding answers to questions like that may be difficult, but the answers could prove to be very important for your own safety and health. If the answers are not available or don't satisfy you, then look somewhere else for the help you need. Don't let anyone talk you into procedures that you are not comfortable with or that you don't feel are necessary. It's your mouth. Those are your teeth. It's your health. The final decision is yours. But of course, you'd prefer to avoid dental emergency situations, None of us especially enjoys the needles and drills and things that happen to us during a dental procedure. So what can you do? Take care of your teeth every day. You already know most of this, but let's quickly run through the main points of caring for your teeth and caring for your mouth. First, brush your teeth every day. Many dental experts recommend to brush your teeth twice a day. Some recommend more often than that, but that very often is not practical. When you brush, use a soft toothbrush with toothpaste. In countries where the source of toothpaste is known and reliable, dental experts recommend using toothpaste that contains fluoride. If a reliable source of toothpaste is not available, baking soda can be used as a substitute. And don't keep using the same toothbrush for more than 3 or 4 months. Toothbrushes are relatively inexpensive, so keep some spares on hand and start using a new one after 3 months. In addition to brushing, it's very important to clean between your teeth. This can be done with dental floss, which is commonly used by many people. Cleaning between the teeth can also be done with small brushes whose bristles can reach into the spaces between your teeth. The reason for this cleaning is to clean the sides of the teeth that are generally out of reach of regular brushing with a toothbrush. It's also a process to clear food particles and debris from the spaces between the teeth. Some dental professionals recommend rinsing your mouth at night and also after each time you eat. Use clean drinking water, of course, and how often you do this is up to you and your living situation. Dentures, like natural teeth, also need cleaning. This should be done daily, probably in the evening. A denture brush or a regular toothbrush with soft, rounded bristles is recommended. Denture cleaner can be used, or soap, dishwashing liquid, or baking soda. Never use something like bleach, and be sure to rinse the dentures carefully in clean water before putting them back in your mouth. This would be a good time to also rinse your mouth. Many recommend an antibacterial mouthwash. Speaking of mouthwashes, there are some very simple mouthwashes you can make for yourself. The first would be clean drinking water. The second would be a saline solution. That is, clean drinking water with a small amount of salt added. The recommended mixture would be made by dissolving 1/2 teaspoon of salt in 250 milliliters of water, fresh water. That would, if you prefer, be 1 cup of water, and that can be warm water or cool water, whichever is your choice. Antibacterial mouthwashes are also available. Many of those contain alcohol, or your doctor or dentist may recommend some other type of mouthwash if an infection is possible in the mouth. When buying a commercial mouthwash locally, be careful. Know the reliability of the manufacturer and be aware of the contents. Bad breath can usually be taken care of with regular mouth care, as we've already described. An antiseptic mouthwash might be good also. By the way, chewing pineapple or drinking pineapple juice is said to have a very positive effect on your mouth. Pineapple contains an enzyme which may help to break down debris in your mouth. There are some words or names that you have undoubtedly heard during dental exams or even in advertisements for dental care. Among those words would be plaque, tartar, gingivitis, and periodontal disease, which is also known as gum disease. If you find yourself spitting blood while brushing your teeth, that could be a sign of gum disease. Plaque is a soft white deposit that forms on the surface of the teeth. Tartar is plaque which has hardened and calcified. If left there, plaque and tartar can both lead to inflamed and infected gums. It can also lead to tooth decay, which brings on things like toothaches and fillings and root canals and teeth being removed. Good regular oral hygiene can usually prevent any of that happening. Gingivitis is the name dentists use for inflammation of the gums. Periodontal disease is more serious and means inflammation around the tooth or teeth. If left untreated, the tooth may slowly become loose and eventually fall out. So, brush your teeth, clean between your teeth, and rinse your mouth. But that's not all. Eating smart and eating healthy is a prime process for building and keeping healthy teeth. A well-balanced diet of whole, nutritious foods is essential. These would include, among other items, grains, nuts, fruits, vegetables, and dairy products. Some researchers believe that omega-3 fats, the kind found in fish, may also help to reduce inflammation. This also helps to lower the risk of gum disease. You can prevent almost all tooth decay and most gum disease by following a daily plan of good dental hygiene and eat healthy, nutritious, balanced meals with a minimum of sugar. A Moment for Your Health is presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.